Blog Talk Radio.
Have you lost your mind? I mean, how is it that you can disrespect a man's ethnicity when you know we've influenced nearly every facet of white America, from our music to our style of dress, not to mention your basic imitation of our sense of cool, walk, talk, dress, mannerisms? We enrich your very existence, all the while contributing to the gross national product through our achievements in corporate America. It's these conceits that comfort me when I'm faced with the ignorant, cowardly, bitter, and bigoted who have no talent, no guts. People like you who desecrate things they don't understand, when the truth is you should say, "Thank you, man," and go on about your way. But apparently you're incapable of doing that. So, and don't tell me to be cool. I am cool. Racial epithets. Why does it always come down to that? Huh?
Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of a sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Come on.
All the humanity and all the...
Mary had a little lamb in white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Yeah, I'm super cool.
I never once said, "Nada da."
I think everyone wants to know where we came from and how the universe began.
You know what I'm saying?
I have sinned against you.
And welcome to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com. Of course, this is Friday, the end of the week, 2 days off. I'm sure all of you are going to be spending it in your own little personal ways. I've got nothing particularly planned, not that you asked and or cared. But just to let you know, I'm going to be spending it probably a little happier today, or at least a little happier this weekend. Why did you not ask? I'll tell you why. Because it's a wrap for Keith Olbermann. Peace out. Now, normally I'm not happy about somebody losing their job. But let me explain to you why I'm excited. If you don't know who he is, you know, fine. I can appreciate that. You know, I would say, you know, come back later. We can talk about all the stuff that you care about. But this I particularly care about. He's never ever done anything to me personally. Never done anything personally to me. But what he's done as an individual is he's been a liar. He's been a liar. He's been disingenuous as a newsman. And that always bothers me in this business, is that I believe in people being honest. There are a lot of people out there who don't know any better. He knows better. And he's one of those guys who pontificates that he knows better than everybody else. Very self-righteous, sanctimonious piece of garbage that he is. He should have a job somewhere. I liked him better when he was on SportsCenter. That's where he should have stayed. But he had to get into politics. He's smarter than everybody, thinks he's smarter than everybody. He's an elitist. He thinks everyone's a racist but him and people who are like-minded to his views. That's who he is. And I'm glad that he's gone. Peace out, sayonara. Holler back at your boy. So, Keith Olbermann, you couldn't even stay on the Al Gore current TV plantation. That fake-ass global warmist. You couldn't even stay in lockstep with a guy who literally sucks on the same teat of liberalism that you do. And even you got fired. I mean, who I consider one of the most leftist extremists in the world. You got fired from Al Gore. You couldn't appease Al Gore? Come on, man. Getting fired from Al Gore. Come on, man. Come on. That's the social equivalent. It would be, to me, it would be the social equivalent of Osama bin Laden being fired by Al-Qaeda. That was extreme, Reese. That was extreme, and you shouldn't have said it. I don't care. But he's gone. Sayonara, Keith Olbermann. I do hear that the Daily Caller is offering you a job. To be honest with you, don't go. I'm certain it's an intervention. But again, like I said, I don't like to see a guy fired. But, you know, hey, when Al Gore fires you, man, I mean, I'm sorry. When I first found you were leaving MSNBC to go to Al Gore, you understand what you... MSNBC, which is the most liberal, left-leaning cable network, to go to current TV, you got a $50 million deal. I knew you were so far off to the left, forget about it, you were off the screen. Current TV is really kind of like a, it's not really a cable network, it's like you kind of watch it online, like we do here. When I heard you were going there for that amount of money, I'm like, oh my God, he'll be so welcome there. And now I find out that you're actually filing a lawsuit against them. So I'm stunned. So Keith Olbermann, sayonara, Avita Zane, Ching Tao Te, peace out. There's only one person who understood what I just said. And that is my good friend, James Montgomery, the Kool-Aid man.
You are just in high spirits today, aren't you?
Yeah, it's Friday, man, and I got the best news tonight about that Keith Olbermann firing. That was the best. He's gone. But listen, I've got bigger fish to fry. Let me bring in JC. JC, this happened. And I'm only going to bring this up because this is the last I'm talking about Trayvon Martin until either we get an arrest or something. But I got to bring this up. Yesterday on Reverend Al Sharpton's radio show.
Okay.
Reverend Al Sharpton claimed that under no circumstances has he been drumming up any racial tensions about the Trayvon Martin case. Okay?
Question.
Yes?
Has he been breathing?
I don't know, but this is the exchange.
Joe, you're keeping it real with Al Sharpton.
Yeah, thank you. One thing that is really, as an attorney and everything, that's so discouraging about this case is the way, and I got to put it on partially on you, Reverend Al, is the way that this is just incredibly distorted. I've just listened to you for about two and a half hours, and you are assuming it's race-driven. You are assuming Zimmerman is guilty. You are making just as many assumptions as you're criticizing your opponents for making.
And tell me how I have said that he was guilty or that it was race.
What
did I say to do that?
You said that the community was based on race, or and you
no,
say,
I did not. I said that,
no,
you are stating something that is not true. I
okay,
said
well, then
that.
Tell me right
wait
now.
A minute.
Right now.
Slow down.
You know,
you're not going. We're not in court, and you're not a prosecutor. you said a statement I never said. What I said was that we did not bring race in this, that when the lawyers and family called me in, they felt that it was a race case. That is what I said. And I said there has been allegations of race throughout Sanford before when Janae Ingram brought that up. Now tell me where I said that it was race and that he was guilty.
Oh, you're a smart enough guy. You know darn well.
Yeah, because you quote things, and when someone repeats the facts, you can't handle them.
You should get
your facts. If you're going to make a statement, it should be accurate. Now you're going to turn around and ask me what I believe after you misstated what I said. Sam in Detroit. Sam?
So he cut the guy off, and he says he never injected race into this. He put it on other people. Well, Al Sharpton must not have known that this camera was on him during a rally in Florida, because this is what he said.
He went to the store for his brother. He came back and lost his life. Trayvon could have been any one of our sons. Trayvon could have been any one of us. Trayvon represents a reckless disregard for our lives that we've seen too long. And we come to tell you tonight, enough is enough. We are tired of going to jail for nothing and others going home for something. Zimmerman should have been arrested that night. Cause that night. You cannot defend yourself against a pack of Skittles and iced tea. Don't talk to us like we stupid. Don't talk to us like we ignorant. We love our children like you love yours. Lock them up.
So Al Sharpton says he said nothing about race. We love our children the same way you love your children. We are tired of going to jail for something while others go home for something. He didn't inject race?
Technically, no.
Oh, well, technically? You mean he didn't come right out and say black and white?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. I mean, the inferences are there.
Oh, absolutely. Now, James, now look, I'm not throwing that on you, man. I don't want you to defend that because I know you've got no love for the Reverend. But the guy's a flat-out liar.
I'm not in any way implying that you defend
Reverend Al Sharpton. We don't fall lockstep with Reverend Al. I know that. But the guy's a flat out liar, right?
Look, he never came out and said it, but yeah, the inference is there. So there it is. But the thing is, whether you want to call it racial or not, there is a huge indifference when it comes to the black people. Now,
that might be the case with Sanford. That might clearly be the case for Sanford, Florida. There's no disputing that. We know that Sanford, Florida has a history of bias when it comes to race relations
it's
in that community.
It's not just Sanford. It's not just Sanford.
This only right? Hold on, but this only applies to Sanford. You have to understand that this is an isolated
time, yeah.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. We cannot. Well, let's not talk about the whole blanket statement. This is an interesting thing. Try out this statistic. 52% of the murders that take place in this country are black people, or young black men, right? Now, 95% of that 52 are killed by other blacks.
Okay.
Dude, that's a large number. That's a large number. So we can't talk about how white-on-black crime is running rampant in the country if 95% of all blacks who are murdered in this country, 95% of them are committed by other blacks. If there's an epidemic here, it's clearly black on black crime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could be tired all day, but I mean, I'm less tired of white on black crime than I am of black on black crime.
I am tired. What the man was saying is, again, whether it's black on black or white on black, okay, there is still a clear case that when it gets to the law, all right, there's a huge difference between how it is handled when it is a white person doing the crime or a black person doing the crime.
In this case, the boy's not, I mean, Zimmerman's not black. He doesn't even look black.
All right, but he doesn't even look black. Okay.
He doesn't even look white, I apologize. He doesn't even look white.
Okay, fine. I knew what you meant. But, again, with all the cover-ups and just the rampant indifference.
And the history.
All right. And the history. But we said we were going to just deal with this case. But there was a rampant indifference. And then when the light got shone upon it, all right, when the investigation that should have happened in the first place, what did they investigate? They investigate the victim.
Well, that the investigation of the victim didn't come until at least 3 weeks later, James. And you're right about that.
It came three weeks later because, wait a minute, Reese, they didn't want to investigate at all.
No,
they just wanted to sweep
right.
it under the rug.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And then when they finally do an investigation, who do they investigate?
I think
they investigate the victim, the dead guy.
Who's investigating the victim? Who's investigating the victim?
Well, when everybody started looking into it, then it started coming out that he had the empty weed bag, and that he went on Facebook, and everything was made to make him look like an aggressor. He's dead.
James, the press did that, not the police.
Yeah, that was the press. I was just gonna say that. You kind of have to blame the press on this one because, on the same token, I mean, when I sent Reese that article that happened last Saturday, where the black kid down in Atlanta got shot by two security guards. In a complex, he was shot by two black security guards, and we're not hearing nothing on this. I've been following this story because I have family down in Atlanta, and as it turns out, the security guards, when they shot him in the complex where this kid lived, they were security guards from an entirely different complex a quarter of a mile down the road, and we're not hearing anything about that.
And you're not going
to,
because the
it's the media. It's the media.
Right. The press is perpetuating a narrative. They locked their horns onto the narrative that a white man shot an unarmed black kid, and they knew that it would outrage minorities and even some white folks. That's the fact. That's the reason why. Now, this is funny. A week ago, 72% of the American public said that George Zimmerman needed to be arrested. In a Yahoo poll done yesterday, do you know it was 51-49 that Trayvon Martin may have provoked him?
May have provoked? Of course. Well, of course.
No. But you see how it changed.
But you know what? And the thing is,
polls change every day. That's why they take them.
James. What's sad is, they don't even have the facts. All the facts aren't even out yet. Reese, I just put a link on your page. Actually, I put a picture on your page.
Mm-hmm.
The picture that I just put on your page is of the let me get to it real quick. It's the scene of where the incident took place from above. It shows the path that Trayvon took, as well as the path that Zimmerman took and where his car was parked when he first started to follow Trayvon. It shows where Trayvon entered into the complex. It shows where his father's girlfriend's house is. and how far away he was when the incident, when he got shot.
Mm-hmm.
And judging by this map, and it kind of shows the path that everyone had taken, clearly, Trayvon, they showed a point where Trayvon kind of lost Zimmerman, and Zimmerman went around right about the complex to cut him off.
To cut him off?
Yeah, what is it based upon? Who had this information come from?
This was, I got to get the site where I'd taken it from.
Because I'm looking at this now, and this doesn't make sense.
You see it, the entrance where it shows where he came in at?
Yeah, I see where he walks in, and
he
then
walks
where
in, he's
Zimmerman,
in the black.
Right. No,
and
I
he goes down that path, and then he got to go down that center path to get to his father's girlfriend's house. You see the little blue Zimmerman where Zimmerman's car was parked?
Yes, I see that.
And then Zimmerman is in, his pass is in yellow.
Yeah, but how can he lose them? If that's the route, then it doesn't make any sense. But we'll go into...
Listen,
we'll go,
it doesn't make any sense that he followed them in the first place.
No, but hold on. What you got to notice here, and what you have to have probably already seen in order for this map to make sense, is that when they're in that complex is huge.
Yeah,
those pathways are very, very, very long. This is not a small complex. This complex has a whole lake in the middle of it. You see it?
Yeah.
That's a huge.
Okay, so
huge
where
complex.
Are you going with this?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to figure out. Like, I don't think that in any way does this suggest.
No, where I'm going with it is that the polls have changed, and not all of the evidence is out there yet.
Well.
That's probably why it's changed.
The smear campaign
worked.
Well, yeah, the smear campaign may work, but we don't know whether or not it's quote-unquote a smear campaign or we're just getting all the facts about both individuals. I mean, I watched NBC News tonight, and you know what they said? They tried to talk about how George Zimmerman had an anger management problem because of an arrest that took place back in 2005. To go even further in their investigation, James, and this makes me laugh. This shows you how the media is dictating everyone else's perception. They went so far as to say George Zimmerman arrested in 2005. He goes down to the precinct. He goes to court. They drop the charges from a felony because he was interfering with a police action. They drop it down to a misdemeanor, and he's forced to do anger management and whatever. And they're saying that had he been charged with a felony, he would have never, ever been able to get a permit for a gun. In essence, saying that this former prosecutor is, in essence, the reason why Trayvon is shot. He'd have never had the gun if they'd given him a felony in 2005.
Well, with his father being a judge, that wasn't likely to happen anyways.
Thank you.
I don't believe it.
I didn't want it coming from me.
I don't believe that's true in any way whatsoever.
Of course not.
You don't think he was
not.
Given any favoritism because his dad's a judge?
Listen, I will always resort back to Chris Rock on this subject.
I see some black people looking at me. Man, it ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. Please cut the fucking dish, okay? 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 When I go to the money machine tonight, all right? I ain't looking on my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas, bitch. Ted Koppel ain't never took this from me. Niggas have. So you think I got three guns in my house to the media outside? Oh, it's Mike Wallace. Run.
I'll always resort back to him.
Okay.
And you know what? He's right about that. He's right. And that is a funny bit. But on the same token, maybe the media should have followed Trayvon that night, and Zimmerman wouldn't have had to.
Maybe.
We wouldn't be having this conversation today.
Getting back to what you're saying, that there was no favoritism, here's something that was found out a little while ago. All right? And my wife actually told me about it. She had heard it from the Michael Basin show. It was the fact that on the night of the incident, of the tragedy, All right. The chief of police and the state prosecutor were at the scene.
And?
And now, they were saying it's rather unusual for a state prosecutor to be at the scene, you know, of what's usually just a random shooting at the time. All right? But to have these high-profile people, when one of the people involved in the crime is the son of a judge.
You know, here's the thing that I find funny. So his father was a judge. Now, this is the part that makes me laugh. Why would his father do an interview in seclusion, covering up his identity, if he's a former judge? We can find out who his pops is.
Yeah, but I mean, America's not going to know what he looks like.
Oh, yeah, but just look him up.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, who's going to actually do that but us? Honestly.
Here's the bottom line. Just because his father's a judge, we still can't indict George Zimmerman. Still can't.
Well, we still can't indict George Zimmerman. All right, what I'm saying is there's a lot of hinky stuff going on around here, man.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
and
clear.
You can't just call it justifiable. Tragic it may be, but justifiable question. This was in no way justifiable. There is no way this man should have went home.
I'll agree with you. Maybe he shouldn't have gone home. He should have been arrested and made bail. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that. That's the only thing that I agree with everybody on this. Is that in no way should he have been allowed to go home. Listen, it had been something different if there was speculation of an event, but there was somebody shot and killed sitting on the ground. He would have, if for me, he should have been behind bars, made bail, and made to prove that he was innocent, as opposed to just allowed to go free. You're absolutely
and
right.
And they gave him the gun back.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you there.
This is prime evidence in a crime. And they give
no. Listen to me. Listen. Again, you arrest him. You take his gun. You take it in for ballistics. You get the forensic evidence. You make him pay bail like any other person that you would. That's where they boggled this. They bundled this ridiculously. And I agree with you there, James. There's never ever going to be a dispute between you and I. We're not going to have a dispute. I think the biggest problem that everybody has is someone should have been arrested. George Zimmerman should have been arrested. But people have gone further than that. Instead of just asking for the arrest and the gun being taken, he's walking free, where people have more problems with anything. They have more problems with anything that he was allowed to go free. And they know that with anybody else, the bottom line would have been arrest, post bail, and then defend yourself. But that never happened. And you're right.
That never happened. And it goes farther, because there was also something else that was learned. That when he went to the morgue, Trayvon went to the morgue, when they finally got everything done, he went to the morgue and he sat there for a couple of days, because even his parents didn't know where he was, because he was in the morgue under a John Doe. Now, in the police report, they had his name, his address, his phone number. But he was in the morgue as a John Doe.
So? I don't know if that has to do with anything. I'll go even further. Let's try this one on for size. Why is the press going to the mortician to find out if Trayvon Martin had any scrapes on his knuckles from a fight instead of going to the coroner? When have you ever seen anybody go to a mortician on whether or not a corpse has defensive wounds? When have you seen that? When have you seen it?
Well, you haven't seen that. But, again, if you can't trust the police, then how are you going to trust the coroner who works?
No. Coroner, different entity. Different entity.
But along the same lines of, no, actually, it's not even a different entity, a different branch, but it's the same entity.
Trust me, different entity. coroner is there to do one thing, the most important thing, and that's to find out cause of death and find out if there are any defensive wounds, anything of the sort. That's their job. I'm not going to link them with the police. But that's the last of the Trayvon Martin thing for the week. I don't want to talk about that. We got plenty
of news. Well,
that
it's the end of the week.
Yeah, it's the end of the week. And I'd like to make a correction, too.
Yes.
The coroner's office are usually there on the scene to make the death proclamation.
That's correct.
Death proclamation for the police report.
And
the only time that a coroner really jumps in and investigates is if the body's been dead for a while, and they'll go there and they immediately take
that's right, to find out the
readings.
DOD.
They do readings of body temperature by sticking
exactly
temperature gauges into the vital organs.
Forensics.
POD. That's all forensics. And we've not received anything.
It's still part of the investigation, is it not?
Yeah, that's part of the investigation, because you know what? They did that to my mom.
Oh, well, okay. I don't want to make this personal. Got to move on.
I was making it personal. That's when I learned about it. I learned what they did, you know?
No, it doesn't matter. We're moving on. We got much more pressing news to get into. We got sequel news to talk about. We're going to talk about my new love affair with Kate Winslet. Listen to me. My new love affair with Kate Winslet. I hated this broad. For years. For
now,
is
that
years.
Titanic chick?
That's right. But I am in love with her today. I have a newfound respect. She is my new favorite white woman in the Hollywood scene. And wait until you find out why. We're going to get into that because it's Friday, so we got to get into some movie news. We got sequel news. We got Kate Winslet and why I'm in love with her. God, I'm in love with her today. She
got the Avengers coming.
Pardon?
We got the Avengers coming. We got
Titans. No, trust me. This is more important than anything. This sequel news is more important than any sequel news you've ever heard in your life. In your life.
Really?
That's right. And in fact, I'm so certain. Listen to me. I'm so glad that I know for a fact that this is great news because even JC is excited about it. Now, JC, don't give it away. When we go up there, not give it away. All right, we'll take a break
and
come back. Mary's here. Mary just showed up. We are going to get into some movie news, man, and trust me when I tell you. Let me just move on. We'll see you in a minute. It's Reese on the Radio.
Stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. Reese on the Radio returns in a moment right here on blogtalkradio.com.
An Olympics hit by scandal and deficits. He rescued them. He turned around dozens of companies and became a business legend. A state losing jobs with huge deficits. Governor Mitt Romney turned it around, cutting spending instead of raising taxes. At every step, he's met extraordinary challenges. Mitt Romney, the energy and experience to turn around Washington.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Hey guys, I'm Jordan Sparks.
I'm Chase Crawford.
Hey, what's up? It's Usher.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bilson.
I'm Hayden Christensen.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Hey, we're Fall Out Boy.
I'm Jared Archuleta.
I'm Corbin Bleu.
I'm Kristen Bell.
And we're the Jonas Brothers.
And I promise you, none of these people listen to my show. But here's some people who do.
Hey, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
I don't think you're a buffoon.
Thank you, dear. George, you're on with Reese.
Hi there, Reese.
Hello, George.
Please let me do the talking today.
George, you're going to be brief.
I respect what you said because you know something, you're being honest.
Hey, I'm glad that you're bringing up what's most important, and that is the issues and where people stand and what they have for experience.
It's Reese on the Radio, weekday here on blogtalkradio.com.
Simple question. Which candidate gives us the best chance of defeating Barack Obama? The answer? Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum is a full-spectrum conservative. Rock solid on value issues like life, marriage, and the right to own a gun, Santorum is also a favorite of the Tea Party for his efforts fighting corruption and taxpayer abuse in Washington. And Rick Santorum led the fight to overhaul welfare, ending abuse and helping millions go from welfare to work. But that's just the start. Rick Santorum has more foreign policy credentials than any of the candidates. And Rick Santorum's Made in the USA jobs plan will make America an economic superpower again. Rick Santorum, a trusted conservative who not only shares our values, but also gives us the best chance to take back America. Finally, a candidate we can all unite behind. Paid for by Rick Santorum for president.
This is Rick Santorum, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
There's Dr. Oz, there's Dr. Phil, there's Dr. Drew, there's Dr. Joy Brown. It seems like everybody's got an opinion, but I'm going to leave it to the real professionals. Call up at 347-308-8701 to give me your take. It's my problem, you deal with it. Right here on Therapy Thursdays on Reason Radio, on blogtalkradio.com, weeknights on blogtalkradio.com.
Proven conservative leadership. Newt Gingrich. In uncertain times, we need a leader whose commitment to conservative values has been tested. Newt stood with Ronald Reagan. Newt stood up to Bill Clinton. And Newt was there for conservative values. But most importantly, Newt has always believed in the greatness of America, that America's best days are ahead. The choice. Newt Gingrich, the proven conservative leader. Winning our future is responsible for the content of this message.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Reese on the Radio, and you know you can get Reese on the Radio anytime you want by logging on to ReeseOnTheRadio.com. That's right. ReeseOnTheRadio.com gives you all the latest news, all the latest stories that I find interesting, and you can also click on to www.ReeseOnTheRadio.com and listen to archives of my new show, which is on BlogTalkRadio.com. That's right. It's www.reeseontheradio.com. You can get all the latest news, all the latest events, and anything else happening in Reese's world. It's Reese on the Radio, and I'm back right here on blogtalkradio.com.
He defends our freedom, and his record shows it. Ron Paul. Answering our country's call, Ron Paul became a flight surgeon in the Air Force. As a doctor, Ron Paul delivered over 4,000 babies and is a leading defender of life. In Congress, Ron Paul never voted to raise taxes, never voted for an unbalanced budget, never voted to restrict gun rights or raise congressional pay. Protecting our God-given freedom, Ron Paul for president.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Warning, the sound you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
I love it.
You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
BlogTalkRadio.com, 347-308-8701. On this Friday, end of the week, it's March the 30th, 2012. Now, look, I've got to make sure that I make this really, really clear. Let me get this audio and information back in and ready. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that back in the days, I hated Kate Winslet. It was for no reason. She didn't do anything. She's not in any way responsible. It was sort of like caveat. She wasn't any particular way responsible, but you know me, I'm a hater. And I hate things a lot. I don't always have to have a reason. But man, oh man, has my view changed. Because there was one thing that I hated more than Kate Winslet. And when I tell you that this is on my top 100 list of things to hate, oh man, this sits high up on it. Oh, you love this song. Oh, I hate Celine Dion. I'm sorry. Mary's getting all sentimental here. I can't do this.
Song is just too sweet.
Do you want to get trapped in the bowels of a ship inside of an old 1932 Studebaker in a back seat?
No, but I can understand where she was coming from, especially if she was on a boat. It was almost like she could never go up to, you know, the prow or anything, because then somebody would want her to reenact the scene. Or can I take a picture of you with me lifting you up?
Yes, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
She could go nowhere. You know, she could almost never leave her room if she was on a cruise.
Well, you know what? She ought to stop complaining, because she could be Jennifer Grey. The only thing she'll ever be known for is Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing? Yeah, but Jennifer Grey accepted it. And the thing is, she's had not much of a career since. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Anytime she's remembered for anything, she's grateful.
Yeah, well, you know, that's because first of all, Kate Winslet has had a great career. Jennifer Grey's got to live off Don't Put Baby in a Corner. Okay?
Put Baby in a Corner.
Yeah, you know, but you know what's even scary about that is, like, Jennifer Grey is a part of another iconic film that no one remembers her in, and that's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen's old war.
Yeah, you know, like, everybody forgets Jeannie.
Yeah, Jeannie.
You know, it's like
you would assume that with the two actors that she starred in with Dirty Dancing, the guys that went on to Law and Order, she could have gotten a role as a lawyer or something on there.
Oh, you think? I'm sure, but you know, but yeah, what do you expect? But I love Kate Winslet, because here's a woman who is openly admitting she didn't wait until she was 90 years old to say she hated the movie. She's doing it now.
She didn't say she hated the movie. She just said she hated the song.
Hates the song. Well, I love it, though. I love the fact that she comes out, because it's the most identifiable part of the film, and that's the Celine Dion role. This I got to play.
Wait, before you do that, Reese, you know, do you remember back in the day? Remember back in the day when we were part of our group, there was that one song that we had made, and we had tossed it off because we would it was like part of our demo, and our manager wanted us to make a party song, and we tossed it off, and we hated it, but everyone we talked to loved it.
Oh, it was Bringing the House Down.
Oh, God.
I still hate that song. It's the reason why I remember it, dude.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely on my top 100 list ever.
Yeah, but
okay.
Once again, everybody, when we was like, okay, we've written new stuff, you know, here's some new stuff, but everybody wanted us just to do that one.
Yes, because it was a club jam, as he put it.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Club Banger.
JC is really excited about this. I don't know if I'm excited. I'm excited for it because it's one of my sort of popcorn films, but there's a sequel. As we mentioned yesterday, Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, is finally having a sequel coming out in 2013.
Anchorman.
That's right. But it was announced today that another sequel is coming out to an older film. And when I heard about this, I had to play this for JC just as a tribute.
All right.
Choice, it was meant to be. We were connected, even when apart. We come
That's right. The song is called Twins. That's right. The sequel to Twins is actually in the works. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger have signed on.
Wow.
Wait.
Listen,
but wait, it gets better.
It gets better or worse?
It gets way better. Wait until you hear who is going to be added to the movie.
The Brown
Fame? The new movie's called Triplets, because it turns out the twins have a third brother, and guess who the brother is?
Yeah, we're not going to fall for the banana and the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana and the tailpipe? You've been hanging out with this dude too long.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy is the person who they allege is the third member of the brothers, twins in the new movie Triplets. Talk about throwing some spice into the game.
Wow. Throw some spice into the game. They got to bring back Marnie.
What? Marnie? Oh, you mean Danny DeVito's girlfriend?
No. Schwarzenegger's girlfriend.
Oh, that's what's her name? That's John Travolta's wife. Kelly Preston. She played Marnie. She played Arnold Schwarzenegger's girl in Twins.
Oh, they can't bring her back now. Damn it.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to be in that bet. I mean, if Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are in it, there's a strong possibility that other people will join it. Kelly Preston hasn't had a great role and even a good movie in a while.
Come on. If she goes shirtless, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between her and Arnold. Have you seen his dress lately?
Well, nonetheless, I'm sorry. My favorite character was Danny DeVito's girlfriend. You know, she... No, that's
yes,
Marnie.
All right.
Is that Marnie? No, Marnie is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, the other one, I loved her because, you know, she loved... Her character was a girl who loved Danny DeVito no matter how much of a screw-up he was. She was a devoted girlfriend. You kind of root for that kind of girl. She's like one of those silly, you know, kind of, you know, when she's a subservient broad. You can't help it.
You know who would be great in that film?
Who's that?
And she can come back and play Marnie's role. Kim from what's up from Sex and the City. Kim Cattrall.
Oh, Kim Cattrall?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of her anymore.
No.
I'm
gonna make sure I got the right one too. She did play in Mannequin, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Mannequin. You bring her back for like Mannequin 5. I think, you know, Mannequin has been like what? It's 3 of them now, ain't there?
Oh, I don't know. I watched the first one in the theaters. I watched the first one in the theaters because, yeah, I did. I'll never forget. I actually took a girl on a date to go see Mannequin. Never forget.
You know what would make it a better film and would draw bigger bucks?
Mannequin?
No. Leave Eddie Murphy out and bring Hollywood Meshack Taylor's character as their triplet.
Meshack Taylor?
Hollywood from Mannequin movie.
Meshack Taylor.
Yeah, and make that their triplet.
How do you know these Negroes' names? I don't follow black guys.
Either Chris Rock or Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker's lost it.
He's lost it. Hey, you know what? And Kim Cattrall too. I think another one of her, the greatest movies she's ever been in. And I'll make sure it's her too. And I could be wrong. Didn't she also star in? She was also in Big Trouble in Little China.
Who's that?
Kim Cattrall.
No, who's the other person you mentioned?
That's what I said. She was in Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, she's in that?
I'm almost certain.
Do you know I've never seen that film?
No.
Nope. I refuse to
you
see it. I don't care.
Be kidding me.
Everybody says it's a Kurt Russell classic. I won't watch it. It will
go. That movie is awesome. Do you watch Golden Child? You like Golden Child?
I hate that film. Although I love
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, I never saw Big Love, Big Trouble in Little China, but I love that.
That movie is great. But speaking of Kurt Russell, what I heard, and this was a little while ago, I don't know what happened to it, but they were going to be remaking the Snake Plissken movie.
Escape from New York.
Yeah, Escape from New York.
Yeah, I you know what? But here's the thing: has anybody seen the trailer to the new Total Recall?
No, I haven't seen the trailer, but Colin Farrell.
You got to see it, man. It's over the top. It's over the top when you see the trailer. I hear they kept a lot of the original elements, but it is over the top.
Cool.
I don't know if I want to see it yet. It looks like straight to video for me, but it looks over the top.
Yeah, but I am definitely, and I know Reese is going to get on me about this. But it's one of my guilty pleasures, and I know it's lowbrow in the extreme, but I am definitely going to see the Three Stooges.
No, I want to see that, too.
Listen, I want to see that, too. And I'm not a fan.
Evil troll.
I'm definitely going to see the Three Stooges, man.
I'm so glad that I'm allowed to talk in this.
Go on, please. You know, you and Jamie, have a conversation about the Three Stooges. I want no parts of this.
That's gonna be good.
Oh my gosh!
It is. I mean, did you see the trailer? There's this one part where Mo puts the lobster down Larry's pants. As a matter of fact,
The trailer. I've seen the trailer. It's awful. The only part that's funny.
Are you kidding me?
The only part that's funny is when they drop the bell on the nun. And Curly says her face rings a bell. That's the only thing that I like. You tell them. Wait, hold on, Mary. You tell them why you want to see the Three Stooges. Please tell them.
I never was a fan of the Three Stooges coming up, but it looks like it's going to be hilarious, and they made it relevant to today. So that's the only reason why I was going to see it. But this is a man that's telling you. He's not going to watch. He doesn't want to go see the Three Stooges. He can't believe that any of us do. But he sat here last night and watched.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't cut her off now.
No, JC.
Don't cut her off now. Wow.
I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing it.
Okay. So back to the lecture at hand. Who is the kid on?
You can't even remember his name.
Can't. Who's the kid on New Jersey on? What is it called?
I cannot believe that you're about. You want to out me, but you can't even remember who it was.
Oh,
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Thanks, JC.
The Situation?
No.
No. Who's the kid?
Well, then I don't watch it, so I really don't know.
JC.
Yeah.
Who is the kid on Jersey Shore that spins the turntable?
Paulie D.
Okay, Paulie D has his own show. And Reese sat here and watched the entire hour.
It's a half an hour.
No, it was an hour.
No, it's 30 minutes. It's a 30-minute show because Punk'd was on right before it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's my neighbor in Sims online.
Paulie D, let me tell you this, okay? It was an interesting show. All I did was watch it for the – I watched it for the train wreck. Sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? The train wreck sort of appeal.
Yeah,
that
and
it
I
has.
Guarantee you that next Thursday at 10.
I'm not watching it. No, I'm not. Yeah, we'll be back. It's Reese on the Radio.
Stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. Reese on the Radio returns in a moment right here on blogtalkradio.com.
In Olympics hit by scandal and deficits, he rescued them.
Television's a goddamn amusement park.
Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of a sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Come on.
All the humanity. All the...
Mary had a little lamb and she was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Yeah, I'm super cool.
I never once said, Nagada.
I think everyone wants to know where we came from and how the universe began.
You know what I'm saying?
I have sinned against you.
Chief, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I cannot believe I was talking all that time and my mic was off.
Okay. All right. I'm like, what is going on?
My apologies.
Okay, now you got to repeat yourself.
Everyone. 3 minutes after the hour on Reese on the Radio, right here on blogtalkradio.com. It's March the 30th, 2012. Now I'm about to have a personal beef now because I totally got screwed up here. There's a story that came out the other day that I didn't know whether or not I was going to have an opinion about or anything because I heard about it and didn't know how exactly to respond. Let me read. A four-year-old girl named Genesis Reyes lost all of her hair after battling cancer. Her plight inspired a Facebook campaign to see if she could get something done on a odd level. So apparently she got 150,000 likes on her Facebook page in a plea to Mattel Toys. The plea was to get what's called now Beautiful Bald Barbie. When Genesis lost her hair, she told her parents that she did not feel like a princess anymore. The parent of another child who had cancer and was being treated at the same hospital as Genesis asked her close friend, who just so happened to be the CEO of Mattel, to make a one-off doll for Genesis. When Becky Sipin and Jane Bingham heard about Genesis's heartbreaking story, they were inspired to create the Facebook group to get Mattel to manufacture the dolls for children dealing with their hair loss. The bald Barbie dolls will not be sold in stores because Mattel says it does not want to profit from them. Instead, the dolls will be distributed throughout the U.S. and Canada to hospitals treating children for cancer. The Barbies will be outfitted with hats, scarves, and wigs that can be interchanged for different looks. Now, here's where I got the beef, ladies and gentlemen. Why make the doll anyway if the doll's going to wear a wig or a scarf?
Because, you know, usually with a Barbie, the hair is not, I mean, everything else on a Barbie is pretty much interchangeable except for the hair and the head. The hair is a part of the body. It's never been interchangeable. You can change your clothes. You can change your shoes. You can change everything else. But, you know, her hair and her facial features. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What I'm saying to you is, why would we do this in the first place if we're only going to give her a wig?
A wig? Well, think about it. It's made so these children, or not even just children, cancer sufferers who have lost their hair, what do? They either wear scarves, hats, or wigs. It's made to identify. It's an identifier.
I understand that it's an identifier, but it still seems like a stupid idea if she's going to get a wig.
How is this a stupid idea? Well, I mean,
it's
look.
It's a stupid idea because I would just tell your parents, buy a Barbie and cut the damn hair off.
Yeah, but then you got all those potholes in it.
Hey! Okay, I'm about to say something insensitive.
Yeah, watch it.
All I'm saying is that making the... And then why not profit from it? You could profit...
Like they made this Barbie doll. They made...
It's going to look like a pink golf ball with lipstick.
Back when we first started doing the show.
Right.
They made... There was a group of black women in Atlanta.
Right.
That wanted to have Barbies made that wore natural hair.
Okay, fine.
No,
you want to have
this,
like nappy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So why don't we have
and be proud of you? And then they went to the schools and distributed them and told all the little black girls or anybody that had any ethnic type hair that it was okay to wear your hair naturally.
This is ridiculous. We are really. When have we ever become a society that bases its individuality on the makings of a Barbie doll? Now she doesn't.
When haven't we?
When
do you know Barbie has been around for
over
100 years?
No, not 100, over 50. The bottom line is she's been around close to 70 years. But the
close
bottom
to 70
line,
years. She's been an icon. Everybody wanted the Barbie car. Everybody, you know, every female that I've ever known either wanted the Barbie car, they wanted the playhouse, all right? They wanted everything. All right? Anything Barbie. She's been an icon since her inception.
Nobody wants to be Barbie. Anybody with half a brain doesn't.
Oh, come on. Even women from the women's lib movement wanted to change Barbie.
Yeah, they want to make her fat.
She was still recognized as an icon, something and someone actually to be a doll. She's considered an actual real person.
Yeah, I would have appreciated if they were going to make a fat Barbie, make her fat, but have that one called Barb. Appropriate.
Put her in flannel and some Doc Martens, and you got a whole new thing to go. You got a whole new way to go.
Yeah, this is Barb.
And a
from
buzz
the Barbie,
cut.
Right, here's Barb from the Barbie collection. She's an angry feminist.
Instead of Ken, it's Barbie and Kendra.
Yeah, exactly. It's disgusting. You're killing me here. I just found it absolutely...
Watch it come up. Watch it come out.
Of course it's going to happen. I just found it disgusting that they would even suggest to do it. It broke my heart that anybody would...
It made my heart leap. Yeah, well, I'm sure if these kids didn't... I mean, if they didn't feel like... Because first and foremost, you have to remember that if this was a child who said she didn't feel like a princess anymore. All right?
You simply tell her, when have you ever seen a princess? Princesses don't exist.
Oh, come on, man. You can't tell a child that.
You can't?
No, you can't.
You can't tell a child that princesses don't exist?
No, you can't, because then she can turn on her TV and watch Princess, what's her name, Kate?
Yeah, Princess Kate. Well, come on. You see that Princess Kate, she don't look like Barbie. That's why I like Princess Kate. She looks like a real woman.
She looks like a real woman, but, yeah, all right. When they get the few pictures of her, you know, like sort of au natural, all right? But any other time, she's dressed to the nines. She's in a flowing gown. She's, you know, come on, man. That's what a princess is. She's riding in a carriage with six drawn horses. She's married to a prince. You know.
Are we
what?
Still talking about Kate here?
Kate or anything. But you said princesses don't exist.
They don't.
Then, but you can see a princess on TV. Live. And
then they listen to me. The only thing that I see kids seeing today is, do you think that they know more about princesses or the housewives of New Jersey? That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
the housewives of New Jersey consider themselves princesses.
Yes, Jewish American ones.
There you go. How can you tell them? And not only, but you see these women who consider themselves princesses, right? They act in the worst possible way, and yet they have a TV show. They get paid to go out and party.
Yeah, I know.
They get treated like princesses.
I know.
So how can you say your princesses don't exist?
Well, okay, well, the point is stop destroying Barbie. Barbie's supposed to look the way that she looks. That's because we're supposed to tell the rest of the fatties, this is what you need to aspire to. That's
You know what? I could say something, but then I think, you know, it's going to be taken wrong, and she'd be mad at me.
Yes, okay. You can keep it moving, homeboy. Hey, listen. Let's take a quick...
I think we're not hearing from someone.
No. She stepped out. But that's okay. Listen.
That's why you said it.
Oh, yeah, I can get away with that now. Listen.
Hey, listen, before we go to break.
Yeah.
I just put up a sound clip.
Oh, okay.
Called Centaurum Slip Up. I don't know if you've heard about this today.
Really? Play it now. Before we go to break.
It's loading as we speak. Yeah, it's loading up as we speak. It hit the news today. Rick Santorum almost calls Obama
the N-word?
A government N-word. The audio is uploading now.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. All right, let's stick around.
I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, I got to hear it. And don't forget,
I can't wait to hear it.
Don't forget, guys, it's Friday, and you know what that means.
You know what time it is. It's time for the Friday night dance party.
That's right. New edition, and I'm going to play a track. That's coming on later on tonight. That's at the end of the show. It's the Friday night dance party.
You know what time it is. It's time for the Friday night dance party.
I love my voice. Anyway, when we get back, we'll talk about apparently this audio. Well, Rick Santorum almost uses the N. Does he use the N-word, or does he come close? Does he almost go nit? Does he go nit?
Extremely, extremely close. It's, oh, my gosh.
Oh, I
now,
can't
we noticed
The thing is, he noticed that there were cameras around, but he still uses the word.
Oh, that, you know what? I got to hear it. I got to hear
it. He was at a podium.
Oh, was he?
At the podium.
Yeah.
Even better.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll get back with this breaking news. Rick Santorum.
I wish it would load.
Oh, it'll load. It'll load. Don't worry about it. It'll be up there. Stick around, guys. It'll be up in about 5 minutes. Hey, Niger Innes is on Hannity. Anyway, we'll be right back at Trees on the Radio.
Stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. Reese on the Radio returns in a moment right here on blogtalkradio.com.
In Olympics hit by scandal and deficits, he rescued them. He turned around dozens of companies and became a business legend. A state losing jobs with huge deficits, Governor Mitt Romney turned it around, cutting spending instead of raising taxes. At every step, he's met extraordinary challenges. Mitt Romney, the energy and experience to turn around Washington.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Hey, guys, I'm Jordan Sparks.
I'm Chase Crawford.
Hey, what's up? It's Usher.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bilson.
I'm Hayden Christensen.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Hey, we're Fall Out Boy.
I'm Jared Archuleta.
I'm Corbin Bleu.
I'm Kristen Bell.
And we're the Jonas Brothers.
And I promise you, none of these people listen to my show. But here's some people who do.
Hey, Reese.
Hey,
I don't think you're a buffoon.
Thank you, dear. George, you're Robert Reese.
Hi there, Reese.
Hello, George.
Please let me do the talking today.
George, you're going to be brief.
I respect what you said because you know something, you're being honest.
Hey, I'm glad that you're bringing up what's most important, and that is the issues and where people stand and what they have for experience.
It's Reese on the Radio, weekday here on blogtalkradio.com.
Simple question. Which candidate gives us the best chance of defeating Barack Obama? The answer? Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum is a full-spectrum conservative. Rock solid on value issues like life, marriage, and the right to own a gun, Santorum is also a favorite of the Tea Party for his efforts fighting corruption and taxpayer abuse in Washington. And Rick Santorum led the fight to overhaul welfare, ending abuse and helping millions go from welfare to work. But that's just the start. Rick Santorum has more foreign policy credentials than any of the candidates. And Rick Santorum's Made in the USA jobs plan will make America an economic superpower again. Rick Santorum, a trusted conservative who not only shares our values, but also gives us the best chance to take back America. Finally, a candidate we can all unite behind. Paid for by Rick Santorum for president.
This is Rick Santorum, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
There's Dr. Oz, there's Dr. Phil, there's Dr. Drew, there's Dr. Joy Brown. It seems like everybody's got an opinion, but I'm going to leave it to the real professionals. Call up at 347-308-8701 to give me your take. It's my problem, you deal with it. Right here on Therapy Thursdays on Reese on Radio, on blogtalkradio.com, weeknights on blogtalkradio.com.
Proven conservative leadership. Newt Gingrich. In uncertain times, we need a leader whose commitment to conservative values has been tested. Newt stood with Ronald Reagan. Newt stood up to Bill Clinton. And Newt was there for conservative values. But most importantly, Newt has always believed in the greatness of America, that America's best days are ahead. The choice. Newt Gingrich, the proven conservative leader. Winning our future is responsible for the content of this message.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Reese on the Radio, and you know you can get Reese on the Radio anytime you want by logging on to ReeseOnTheRadio.com. That's right. ReeseOnTheRadio.com gives you all the latest news, all the latest stories that I find interesting, and you can also click on to www.ReeseOnTheRadio.com and listen to archives of my new show, which is on BlogTalkRadio.com. That's right. It's www.reeseontheradio.com. You can get all the latest news, all the latest events, and anything else happening in Reese's world. It's Reese on the Radio, and I'm back right here on blogtalkradio.com.
He defends our freedom, and his record shows it. Ron Paul. Answering our country's call, Ron Paul became a flight surgeon in the Air Force. As a doctor, Ron Paul delivered over 4,000 babies and is a leading defender of life in Congress. Ron Paul never voted to raise taxes, never voted for an unbalanced budget, never voted to restrict gun rights or raise congressional pay. Protecting our God-given freedom, Ron Paul for president.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Warning, the sound you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
I love it.
You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
It's Reese on the Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com on this Friday, March 30th, 2012. Month's almost over, about to go into April. Let me be sure to let everybody know out there, April Fool's Day is coming. And trust me, watch your ass, because I will come and get you. Now, I am known for doing classic April Fool's Day jokes. Classic. Do not get caught out there. So Sunday morning, you might wake up and find something in your goodie bag. Be prepared. Anyway, so let's get back to this thing. JC tells me that Rick Santorum had what we like to call a political gaffe. Now, for the people who are in the know, the definition of a political gaffe is when a politician tells the truth. That's the definition of a political gaffe. Now, JC, warn me here, because the Santorum slip-up audio you put up, is that it? Or the one that just says Santorum, because that's up now, too.
Okay, they both are the one and the same.
Okay.
I did it twice just to ensure that it would load up.
Not a problem. Okay, both. They're 16 seconds long. Let's see what they sound like.
We know the candidate Barack Obama, what he was like. The anti-war government, America was a source for division around the world. What we were doing was wrong, and we needed to pull out, and we needed to pull back.
Oh, my God. He called him the anti-war nigga. He clearly wanted to say that. Oh, my God.
What we were doing was wrong, and we needed to pull out, and we needed to pull back.
He clearly said government nigga.
We know the candidate Barack Obama, what he was like. The anti-war government, America was a source for division around the world. What we were doing was wrong, and we needed to pull out, and we needed to pull. We know the candidate Barack Obama, what he was like. The anti-war government, America was a source.
Oh, my God.
And then, I guess, he did the class. He didn't even try to cover it up. Maybe nobody will notice. You know he's dead now. You know he's dead.
He's finished. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Rick Santorum, you're finished. My name is Reese on the Radio, and I approve this message. You're done.
That's my pony, dude.
Jay, I know. He was mine, too. Where is he? Where was this at?
Well, this took place. Let's see. This was at... Rick Santorum was giving a speech in Janesville, Wisconsin, at the Republican president. Janesville, Wisconsin.
Do you remember how long ago it was? Or do they say how long ago it was? What day?
It was posted March 30th. Today's date.
Oh, man.
So it hasn't even been picked up yet.
Oh, man. Get the scoop.
Now, listen, I have to give it. Thank God it happened for him. I'm just saying for him, thank God it happened on a Friday, because Friday is the worst week news week ever. Like, you know, that's when, the White House and, like, most places, they do their document dumps because Saturday is a slow news day. But, oh, my goodness.
We know.
Yes.
We know the candidate Barack Obama, what he was like. The anti-war government, America was a source for division around the world. What we were doing was wrong, and we needed to pull out, and we needed to pull back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that just reminds me of the classic scene in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, that's exactly what it reminded me of.
What are you, crazy? Don't you know that man's a dick?
That is so good. Oh, geez. Listen, I'm sorry. Look, folks, I have to do it. Just for James, I am going to literally, right now, I'm going to do something I would normally never do for this man, but I have to. It's just that bad. I have to give him an applause. Damn it, the Negro caught us. That is just sad. I don't even know how to respond. I literally do not know how to respond. That's just crazy. All right, you know what? We got to take his ad off the show. It just gotta happen. It's disgusting. Hey, JC, here's some news that you'll be happy to hear. Bobby Christina got a job.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Turns out that Bobby Christina will appear on the TBS comedy series Tyler Perry, For Better or For Worse.
Oh, Lord.
Or For Better or Worse. Apparently, she will be coming on in a recurring capacity. Tyler Perry's rep confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter no details have been given on the 19-year-old and who she will play when she begins filming. So apparently, she let this out. She said that she wanted to follow her mother's footsteps and carry on her legacy. But carrying on her legacy, I mean, her mother wasn't an actress per se. I mean, she did a couple of films.
Well, honestly, she did a pretty good job in those films, too.
I never
an
thought...
actress. You know, just because she didn't do many films doesn't mean she's not an actress.
Well, okay, Waiting to Exhale, I saw. I never saw The Bodyguard, still don't care about it. Never saw The Preacher's Wife, still don't care about it. I'm not going to see Sparkle because I don't care. So, what else you got?
Oh, no, we're going to see Sparkle.
We?
Of course. You're going to go see it.
I'm not going to. For what? For research reasons?
Yeah.
Get me an advanced copy or find me one of those Japanese websites so I can watch it on bootleg.
just call it what it is. You're going to bootleg it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of.
Yes?
I get a letter from the cable company.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me that they
traced the film Hugo to my IP address.
Oh, no.
That's never good, Holmes.
No?
No.
Why isn't it?
Well, wait. They said that they traced the movie to your IP address. So that are they asking you whether or not you pirated the film or you watched it on a website?
Or whether I downloaded it. They said that I downloaded it.
You downloaded it. Federal.
Well, I got to ask you a question. I mean, seriously. Hugo? I mean, couldn't you find something else to download?
Listen.
Well, he's not saying he actually did it.
Oh, okay, true. Fair enough. But, I mean, come on, Hugo?
Yeah, well, I think that works in your favor.
Yeah, exactly. You just I ain't got no kids. I didn't watch that. I ain't got no kids. Hugo.
Mm.
Goodness gracious.
It's not my problem. Listen, it's not my problem. That's Michael Gill's problem.
Poor Michael Gill.
You know what? I could just see JT sounding like Coach Mora. Hugo.
That flew
Hugo.
Right past him.
Are you kidding me? Hugo!
Reese, that flew right past him.
What? Huh?
That flew right past him, Reese. He didn't catch it.
No, I don't think he did.
No.
What?
We're talking the yellow bubble.
Yeah, that's okay. Listen, let me ask you a question, guys. All right, now, JC, I know I have a strange feeling I'm going to get an answer of yes to you. James, you're the only one I'm up in the air about this. The jury's still out on this one. Which one of you guys bought a lottery ticket?
I did.
Oh, you did, James?
Yep.
Oh, come on, man.
What?
What did he do? Lessen your chances?
You fell for the white man's technology?
Tell me that
a
you
lot
have
of black people. You know what? A lot of black people have won that thing. There was a lady on this morning who had won a couple of million.
She won over 150 million. If I may quote Trey from the movie Boys in the Hood talking to Ricky before he gets shot when they're coming back from the store, and he said Ricky loses the little scratch off game, Trey says to him, and I quote, "I told you only Mexicans win that stuff."
So, Reese, do you not have a ticket?
Of course not.
You don't?
I don't do lotto, my man.
Does Mary
it's not
have
lotto.
A ticket?
Take it millions.
It doesn't matter. I don't do the lottery thing. You know, the lottery, as I've always said for years, lottery has a slogan. All you need is a dollar and a dream. Well, if I had a dollar for every dream, I wouldn't need lotto.
Does Mary have a ticket?
Yes, she does.
Yes, she scratches. Where is she? We need to cut our deals right now.
No. There's no deal cutting.
Yeah, we're going to cut our deal.
I'm embarrassed to even know her. The fact that
listen,
she would buy that ticket.
James,
really?
Agreed?
Now, if she wins, she'll be like, well, I knew it all the time. I encouraged her all the way.
Well, of course, man.
I stand
James?
Behind her.
I will, in
Stop
fact,
it.
If Mary does win, I will be deleting this show.
You better not delete this show.
That's okay.
No, James, are you in?
I will delete this show. There will be no remnants of it.
Okay. Okay, James.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I win.
Mm-hmm.
If I win, you're in for $1 million.
Cool.
But can I get a ditto on that one?
Yeah. We're good. I'm with you, though. I'm with you. I'd shake your hand if we were together. But,
JC, if you win, can you promise me to do one thing?
What's that?
Just one thing. You don't have to give me a dime. I want nothing. I want no money. If you win, all that money, you only have to do one thing, and that's it. That's all I ask you to do, and you must promise me right now you'll do it. Before I tell you what it is. It's reasonable. I promise you. You have to promise me.
No. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Come on, JC.
What was your promise? I'm a gambler. What is that?
You have to promise.
Yeah, I promise.
You promise?
Yeah.
You have to buy a radio station.
Oh, I was going to do that anyway.
Listen. Hold on. I see three of them that I already want.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I'm about to hit you with the link.
Man, not only am I going to buy a radio station, we're going to buy a network.
Yeah.
What are we going to buy, like Peter TV? We're going to do shows like Side Boob.
There's something going under.
You know what we should go?
Matter of fact, I'm going after TV One. If I'm going to dream, I'm going to dream big.
No. Let's not go after.
Going after Radio One.
Why not Radio One? Their stocks were like what, 13 cents a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, let's not go there. We're going to make a network. We got to go mainstream, and we got to call the TV station something that will make everybody come to that network. Because you got things like Spike. You got TNT.
Nah, man. It's gonna go back to our original days. All right. We're going to name it Whack.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Whack TV, man.
Whack TV. That's right. But we can be as whack as we want to be, because you're not watching anyway.
Listen to me. Whack TV. And you know what? And what we'll do is we won't do just reality shows. We'll do the reality show crap, but we'll cover stuff that's like, you know, we'll do reality shows like this. We'll have a TV show called The First and the Third. We'll follow the first and the third week of the month going to get a welfare check, like ODB when he drove a limo to go get his food stamps.
Yep.
We'll do that. We'll do TV shows like that. That would be fantastic. The first and the third. We got to do baby mama drama.
Oh, yeah. Who came up? Lamar came up with that one.
Oh, did he? That's right. Baby mama drama. We'll follow guys who are dodging child support.
But no,
it's gonna be
I got
like
my tears. Listen, I got one ticket from Virginia, and I got a ticket from Southington, Connecticut.
Yeah. Well, now, I'm like, look, man, I'm only getting one ticket. That's all. I mean, that 15 and all that.
No. I only got one ticket from Virginia, and I got one from Southington, and I didn't pay for them.
Yeah.
You know, my brother was.
See, now he's definitely gonna win.
See, you know who makes me laugh? Because there's this basketball player. I don't know who he is. But the guy bought 10,000 tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. The amount of money that's at stake here, if nobody wins, the fact that it's at 640 baffles the hell out of me. But the fact that if no one wins this week, that means the jackpot goes upwards of $1 billion.
I want Scott Haney to win. Remember Scott Haney?
Who?
You wouldn't know him. Reese would know him from Connecticut. Scott Haney, 10 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, the weather guy.
Yeah, exactly. He made it clear today that if he won with 3 million people in the state of Connecticut, and he made it clear on the show today that if he won with the 3 million people in the state of Connecticut, everyone who can come up with a plan to pay it forward would get $100,000.
Wow.
To make that money work for the – if they can make it to where they can increase the money, they'll get $100,000.
Wow, that's actually a pretty good challenge.
Yeah. And he'd be the one to win too because he already lives in – he lives up in Avon.
Uh-huh.
And he's got houses up in Maine and Connecticut. So, you know,
well, he doesn't
Connecticut,
need it.
They're the type that'll win. No, I mean, he's just a weather guy. He's from Long Island.
Yeah, but Scott Haney, what I like about him, man, he's such a fun kind of guy. He needs to be national. Scott Haney's always been cool. I remember
he's on his way. They started a show and a small show in Connecticut called Better Connecticut. To kind of fill the Oprah spot. I mean, they were developing it for 2 years before she left. Mm-hmm. And that show the other night made it on the Jimmy Kimmel, on the highlight reel.
S- Scott Haney is so hilarious, dude. I'll never forget when he first got national attention. Even David Letterman had him on the Late Show. And the reason why he did was because Letterman, of course, who lives in Connecticut, saw this guy. Because he's at FSB, right?
Yeah, he's at FSB, right.
Yeah, he's at WFSB. And even I started to watch him because Letterman had talked about him. And he is. He's always been fun. He's a good guy, though. He's a genuine guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I root for a guy like this. But now that I know Jamie has a ticket, I'm rooting for Jamie. Jamie, I'm sorry. I'm rooting for you now. Now, do you care to tell what your numbers are? Or do you not have them in front of you?
I don't want to jinx it. I mean, I have it on me, but
there's no such thing as jinxing. You've already put your numbers in. It's over.
And also, guys, also on Facebook, they got people that have scanned their tickets in, and if you like their status, they're gonna. Do you like their status and share it? They're going to choose one of the people that like the status, if they win, to share in that cost.
Oh, cool.
Or to share to win.
That's actually kind of cool. Hey, here's an interesting question. I want to get into this before we get into, of course, Friday Night Dance Party. Let me ask you guys a question. Has anyone seen the Alicia Silverstone tape?
Disgusting.
Have you
no,
seen it?
I haven't even heard about it.
Oh, my God. This
okay,
is all of
so,
it.
So here's the breakdown. Alicia Silverstone has somebody taking with a camera, watching her feed her 11-month-old son. Now, what she does is somewhat unconventional.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I did see that.
Okay.
I did see that.
So,
feeding her child like a bird.
Yeah, feeding her child like. So, are you grossed out? Because I won't watch the video. It's all, to me, watching that video was about the social equivalent to watching Two Girls, One Cup. Like, I couldn't watch it.
I can't believe you watched that.
I never watched that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's the reason why I watched
it. I have a couple times.
Two Girls, One Cup?
Oh, my God. James, you've never seen that?
No.
I know what it is.
I don't
know if
I've never seen it. I shall link him.
All right. Now, listen.
You gotta have an ironclad stomach, though.
Now, listen. Not only do you have to have an ironclad stomach, James, listen. You have to tape yourself watching it.
Yeah, you have videotape?
Put on your webcam and record yourself watching Two Girls in One Cup. That was the big craze a couple of years back in 2007. That was the big deal. So, yeah, in fact, you can look it up online. If you go to YouTube.
Watch the reactions first before you watch it.
Yeah, you can watch the reactions to it first.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even, in fact, this thing has gone so viral, even Stewie and Brian do it on Family Guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So if Brian is telling Stewie to watch Two Girls in One Cup, and Stewie's like, what do you want me to watch? What are you talking about? What do you want me to watch that for? Why do you have the camera rolling? And Stewie's reaction is like,
yeah,
that's Two Girls, One Cup.
Okay. All right.
You have to watch it.
Yep. But I don't know. Well, see, I don't know, because now, you know, I know there's been a lot of internet crazes, like the whole cinnamon thing.
Yeah, by the way, I think that is real stupid. Because you could kill yourself, for crying out loud.
Yeah, a spoonful of cinnamon. You're supposed to try to just, oh, my God. I can't believe. It's supposed to be like, it's getting to be like a badge of honor now. It's just like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Hey, quick interjection if I could, and not really so much of a change of subject, but Bobby Christina is going to be playing in Alan Tyler Perry's show.
Yeah.
She's going to be playing the daughter of Tasha Smith.
Right, Tasha Smith is the one from all the Tyler Perry movies who drinks too much and has got an attitude.
Right. Love her, though. I love her to death.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You've seen Bobby that get married, right?
Yeah. You know, Bobby Christina in a show called For Better or For Worse. Talk about skunk programming.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, James, did you see
really?
Why Did I Get Married?
Yeah. I know what Josh is.
He's the one that set it off at that dinner table.
Yeah, knocked him what's the name in the head with the bottle. I will tell you this, though. that was actually one of the films that I actually enjoyed by Tyler Perry. Not Big
Fanny.
Yeah,
but no, that bottle in the head, that was what's her name?
Right. That was Jill Scott.
Yeah, Wonder Gut.
Right. Wow. Damn it.
Wow.
Wow. Man, that's just vicious.
The views and opinions expressed by J.C. Sledge.
But I love her.
Goodness gracious.
No, I love her, but listen. Honestly, I know we're going to jump into something else, but listen. Listen to some of her songs. And,
yeah.
A lot of her songs, she ended with something about biscuits and breakfast.
Yeah, she's
well,
done.
Come on. One of her most famous songs is Nothing But Breakfast.
Which one is that one?
That's, grits, two scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Exactly. The opening of the song is about breakfast.
She loves breakfast.
Hey, you know the rule, James. Stick to what you know. You know what I mean? That's Jill Scott.
And her latest song, and her latest hit, is really a hot song too, called "Listen." At the end, she started talking about scrambled eggs and biscuits.
Listen to her chew.
All right, that's enough. Let's end it.
I love you, Jill Scott.
Let's end it on the R&B tip. New Edition, as I've always said, is one of my favorite groups of all time. Bobby Brown, who just had a DUI recently, and they're on tour. I'll be honest with you, I really, really want to see them on tour, but that's only for them to perform these three songs, which I love, from their Home Again album, which came out in 1997. So you know what's up, guys. You know what time it is. We'll see you guys on Monday. It's time for the Friday Night Dance Party. For JC the producer, Kool-Aid Man James Montgomery, and Mary Mary, why you bugging? We love you. Enjoy
And don't
weekend.
Forget, people. Don't forget, guys. It's WrestleMania weekend.
That's right. WrestleMania weekend. Yeah, exactly. We'll see you next week.
You know what time it is. It's time for the Friday Night Dance Party.
Turn me up. That's right.
You don't have to worry. I know that things feel right. Things like all the do it right. It's just on my mind. You don't have to worry. I'm gonna make it right. I'll be right here beside you. put the squeeze on the industry, please. Getting cheese, PCs, but a slurs. Isn't hers, chinchilla furs. Check the good fella words. You don't ever have to worry, cause I get in you like Murray. And boo, it's only a life flurry. You're frontin' catin', wanna rumble in the satin. In the badass suit, so wearing lower Manhattan.
I'm from the street too, but I got an H2. Won't hesitate to eat you, other than that, glad to meet you. I spend nights in the Vermont. My honey stay laced in the sky. Chickens is mad that I got. Casino style can be no type smile. Kiss you before I twist you. All the wax is official. Players on the set. Getting wet, sipping first you wet. So you don't even have to worry.
Over and over, I try to get you off my mind. I'm losing in love. It's a feeling I get when I can't get enough.
Long overdue, Jimmy and Terry with the N to the E, the money making record.